10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New... Oh, not... Woo! Not yet, not yet.
But we close to making
close,
it.
We're close, but don't say zero yet. Don't say zero yet. Hello, hello.
Hey, you guys. 2020 is almost...
Woo! You did it.
2021 is knocking on our doors.
Come in.
But before we open the door to 2021, we have to pause to take a look at this year in review.
Yes. You got a towel or something to wipe your head or wipe your face because this is going to be a rough one.
So hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. Before we leap into 2020, we'll be right back with you because we want to take the time to see what it is that we learned about our relationships in 2021.
All right, y'all come back.
Hey, you all, we are back.
We are back.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
No, no more sad song. We've had enough of 2020.
Yes, but you know what? 2020 has certainly been challenging, but it has not been bad.
No, it has not.
All together.
And because if you're still breathing,
yes,
it was a good year, right?
Yes, yes. And you know, in 2020 has helped us to learn things about ourselves, and I'm not so sure we would have otherwise learned without having the mixtures, the ingredients, and all the events and activities thereof.
And it taught us how to pivot.
Yes.
Yes, how to, okay, you got to get out your normal, you got to get out that comfortable space, and you got to pivot and adjust.
Yes, so it's taught us how to pivot, but also has hopefully taught us, too, about the value of life.
And family.
And family. It has helped us, given us an opportunity, I should say. Hopefully, we are taking advantage of the opportunity to realign ourselves in that priority. What's most important? First things first.
2020 vision, right?
2020 vision. Yeah. Listen, we went into 2020 with the mantra of clear vision.
Clear vision. Yes.
You know, God give us 2020 vision. And I tell you, he's given us an opportunity to gain a new perspective about ourselves, a new perspective about life, new perspective about our marriage, family. And most importantly for us as believers, a new perspective about him.
Yeah, so 2020 means that you don't want to be farsighted and you don't want to be nearsighted.
Right.
Both eyes want to be equal.
Yes.
2020.
Yes, and then, you know, I won't go into that piece because we're ministers to you guys and pastors, so we can take you on the spiritual route, but we don't want to rob you of a balanced message, a balanced thoughts today. You know, just, again, we wanted to just share some thoughts with you as we begin to consider the year in review. Want to encourage you all to do what we ourselves are doing and what we do, hopefully, I won't say hopefully, what we do pretty regular is ask ourselves, okay, what did I accomplish today?
Mm-hmm.
But not just for today. We want to encourage you guys to do an evaluation and ask yourselves, what happened for my marriage, my relationship this year? So again, this year has given us an opportunity to experience stress. To experience a level of loss like most of us probably have never experienced before in our lives. And, you know, we realize when there's stress, it not only impacts us individually, it impacts the marriage and it impacts the community that we live in. And just really what we recognize is much more vividly this year is how we are all interconnected. So with stress, another thing that happens with stress is It exposes strength, but it also exposes weakness.
Yes, it does.
When you think about it from an analogy, if you think of the way that pressure is is applied to an object that's being constructed. I think about quality control. I think about the Volvo commercial. You know, the Volvo commercial they have where they apply pressure to the vehicle. They intentionally allow it to be damaged.
Crash test.
They do a crash test. Mm-hmm. That's it. And, of course, with the dummy in it, with the crash testing, it's purposely because they want to expose the strength of the vehicle. And also, of course, they don't want us to see this part on the consumer side. But on their side, I'm sure in the quality control factory, they are able to see the weaknesses.
Yeah.
So likewise, in our relationships this year, because the amount of pressure we all have had to endure, what are some of the pressure points that come to your mind? What are some of the things that were exposed about you yourself in your marriage as you have had to undergo, as you've had to manage the pressure?
Yeah, because, I mean, do I need to get my tape measure out and see how much 2020 have made you all grow and what's, you know, what you started out with 2020 and what you end up with 2020? You know, like in the forestry department, when they cut down trees, they count the rings inside the trees just to see how much the tree have grown. Well, first of all, how old the tree is, but also the different stages that the tree grow, that the tree growth. And if the rings are far apart, that means that the tree had good growth for that year.
Mm.
And if it's close together, that means that it didn't grow that much, maybe because of a drought or too much rain or whatever. So we're going to check the rings on you all's marriage just to see how much growth that you all had in 2020.
Yes, and this is not from a judgmental
perspective. No.
This is more we're putting on lenses to inspect and to evaluate because, again, we all should embrace the ideal of advancing, the ideal of developing, evolving, and growing. Mm. Because as children of God, we have a commandment on our lives to be fruitful.
Yes.
And to multiply.
Yes.
And with our marriages, God is expecting such as well. So in what areas of your life this year did you notice, you know, that fruit needed to be bare? Mm-hmm. What areas in your life did you notice were some strength points for your relationship?
Yeah.
I know for us ourselves, as we think about our marriage and our relationship, I'm really quite proud of us in the sense that I can see where we have grown as it relates to how do we respond to stress.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to move through this season a lot more maturely than we have in the past when stress have come upon us. We didn't turn on each other. We were
I don't know.
A few times. A few times. Yeah. But yet we were able to bounce back.
Yes, quickly. That's the key right there. Much faster. I mean, even in this quarantine, we sit in our houses, we stay locked up, we go outside, we got masks on, we fist bump, we elbow bump. So this quarantine and this corona thing has took a lot of affection out of people and maybe also out of marriages because believe it or not, your family is connected to you in marriage. So a lot of people, when they had Thanksgiving, they had to meet with Zoom. Mm-hmm. Or when they had Christmas, they had to meet on Zoom. Mm-hmm. So this takes a lot out of you as a family and a lot out of you as a couple.
Sure. It can do a lot of extracting. But guess what? It can also add to you.
Yeah.
Because as you speak.
Here we go.
Opportunities to pivot in a sense that may not be able to be physical. Show physical affection as much as you would have hoped to with extended family, but inside of your relationship with such restraints, we're hoping that you were able to move in closer to your spouse and ask for that hug that you may have needed. Asking for, you know, hey, let's play around, let's dance, let's hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the removal of physical affection in other spheres, it still doesn't it still doesn't alleviate the fact that we are physical beings, and the way that we continue to create health, emotional health and physical health, is through touch. It helps us to cultivate our relationships. So hopefully you're able to lean in closer to your spouse and be vulnerable and ask for physical touch.
So I have to go back to my tape measure. I have to get my tape measure out. I know a couple of podcasts ago, we talked about how in a relationship, how if you are a quiet spouse, how you should be able to speak up more and to speak up faster. And if you are a talkative spouse, how you learn to slow down and allow your spouse to you allow your spouse to get their point out or to get their point across.
And you know what? And certainly those are areas you can inspect for growth. And actually,
Inspect for
growth. But also expect. But also, here's the other thing. Allow your spouse, your partner, to answer the question, hey, have you been able to see growth in this area for me? Is this something you recognize to be different versus the way that I was showing up, you know, by way of expressing my thoughts or holding back my thoughts? Have you been able to see a place of growth? And here's another place we can inspect for growth is too, you know, when frustration shows up. Trust me, we know frustration is
show up. Okay. Yeah, it's going to pop his head up.
Yeah, when frustration happens, and we know it's going to happen because we're human, how do you manage your personal frustration? How do you manage the irritation is another way that you can inspect for growth. This particular season, again, we've all been under severe pressure. We have experienced multitudes of losses. And grief itself has a way of manifesting, whether we acknowledge or don't acknowledge. And it can impact, you know, our natural tendencies of responding or reacting to frustration, irritation. So how do you manage when you are frustrated, irregardless of what the other person may have done to to contribute to your frustration?
Yeah, because, I mean, That not handling grief properly when it comes to bereavement, that'll take a toll on any relationship, especially when it's a close loved one that passes on and you don't have time to grieve, or you social distancing, or either everything is graveside services. So a lot of that affects a relationship as well.
It can, because our grief, the way that we grieve culturally, has been disrupted. It has caused us to pivot again, to make alterations. So, you know, although those things have taken place, our souls still need healing, and it does require attention. But, you know, with the requirement of attention, we have to, again, give ourselves permission to grieve. We have to check in on our spouses. Have you been able to check in on your spouse and say, hey, how you doing? Have you been able to show compassion? Have you been able to be considerate in this season? Although, again, you have been under severe pressure, have you given more thought to your spouse versus more thought to yourself as to how they're doing?
And men, come on now. If your wife asks you, how's it doing, or how's it going, or can we measure our relationship, don't say, I'm good, or I'm okay. Now, let's try to give up more than one word response, right?
Yeah, what I say sometimes in therapy is, hey, we need more colors in your response. So let's paint with more colors, men.
Yeah.
You know, lean into the discussion, open up your heart, so that your spouse is able to understand who you are and what's going on with you.
Yeah, make it seem like you expressing your love for your favorite football team.
Yeah, right? Or even better yet, go back to the earlier stages of the relationship, and you remember how you were so open and so vulnerable. Go back to that place. Yeah. You know what that looks like.
Oh, yeah, you got goosebumps, and you got teary-eyed, and you always wanted to stay around that person. Yeah. Go back to that.
Absolutely. Go back back to that place. So listen, the other area as we're looking to come close to a close, because we don't want to be, you know, want to keep you guys too long.
Nah, we don't want to keep y'all. We know you got to go enjoy your New Year's Eve.
Listen, we want to also have you guys to think about this truth that anything that's not progressing is regressing.
Oh, yes.
Anytime we're not progressing, it means we're regressing. So it doesn't mean that we won't have moments in our life where we will have ebbs and flows. That's a part of life development, period. But anytime we're not consciously making efforts at advancing, being fruitful, we are moving back, we're regressing, mm-hmm. and it possibly can become stagnated.
Yeah, because, even if you look at something mechanical, you have a reverse, forward, but you also have a neutral. Mm-hmm. What we want to get out to our couples is, it's okay to put it in neutral, but don't stay in neutral long.
No.
Put it in neutral for a few minutes, then put it in drive. Go forward. Not reverse, but go forward.
That's right, because being in neutral too long can be very frustrating.
It can.
You want someone to make a decision.
Yes.
Make a move. You know, what are we doing? And when we are not advancing, progressing, frustration will become a part of the relationship. Mm-hmm. So you ask yourself again, in this climate, although we've been challenged in many ways, what ways have the relationship advanced with the challenge?
Yeah.
If you have not advanced, it may be an indicator that we've been in neutral too long, and this is an opportunity to get off the sideline and get into the game and fight for advancement.
Yeah. So as we come to a close, I want to leave this, I want to throw this out there. A tree is known by the fruit it what?
Bears.
It bears. So we are looking for fruit this season. We look for fruit in 2020, and now we're looking for even more fruit in 2021.
Yeah, so as we do our fruit inspection here, be honest with yourself. Because here's again too, our hearts, our marriages reflects the condition of our hearts. And if our hearts are filled with hopefulness, certainly you would see the life of a marriage. You would see our marriage blossoming. If our hearts are filled with fear, we are going to see probably dead fruit on the tree, or the life of our marriage would be sucked out. So as
you don't want to hear that sad song.
No.
You want a leaping song when you go into 2021, right?
Yeah. So
okay,
as
all right.
We leap into 2021.
Yeah. Take that jump.
We want to encourage you guys to blow life into your marriage and know that you've come through 2020 and the best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. I'm Marvin.
And I am Dr. Lila.
And this has been Bye to 2020 and Hello
to 2021 and Making Love Better. So commit to showing up as a better lover in 2021.
See y'all later.
If this episode of our podcast have been a blessing, go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review. And join us in our efforts of helping to make marriages better and better by sharing this podcast with family and friends. And remember to join us on our website at wholesomeintimacy.com.